Calgary, the truck driver who caused the horrific bus crash involving the Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team has been ordered to be deported. The decision came Friday at an Immigration and Refugee Board hearing in Calgary for Jaskirat Singh Sidhu. Sidhu's lawyer had said the decision was a foregone conclusion, as all that's required to deport Sidhu is proof that he's not a Canadian citizen and he committed a serious crime. Sidhu is from India and has permanent resident status in Canada. The rookie truck driver from Calgary barreled through a stop sign and into the path of the junior hockey team's bus at a rural intersection near Tisdale, Sask, in 2018. 16 people on the bus were killed and 13 were injured. Sidhu pleaded guilty to dangerous driving offenses and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. He was granted full parole last year. Sidhu's lawyer, Michael Green, said there are still numerous other legal procedures to come, and the deportation process could take months or years. 2 years ago, the Canada Border Services Agency recommended deportation, and Green went to court to fight it. In December, the federal court dismissed applications from Green, who had argued border officials didn't consider Sidhu's previously clean criminal record and remorse. He wanted the court to order the border agency to conduct a second review. This is part of the sadness of the whole process. We're left with a situation where permanent residents have no rights whatsoever to have their personal circumstances considered, Green said. Our only mechanism is that, after he's ordered deported, we're going to ask them to give back his permanent resident status, based on humanitarian grounds. But in the meantime, he has no status. Green said a pre-removal risk assessment must still be conducted and Sidhu can also ask for a deferral while his request for permanent resident status is considered. Several family members of those killed in the crash have said they want Sidhu deported. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 24, 2024. Bill Graveland, the Canadian Press.